and the new unified super welterweight champion of the world, Julian J. Rock Williams.
First of all, I want to say alhamdulillah. I'm just so blessed.
Hey, it's okay. This is your moment. You just told me you've worked for this since you were 4 years old. I can 12 years.
Alhamdulillah, it's the month of Ramadan. I just want to say Ramadan Mubarak to all the Muslims out there. I worked so hard. And I just kept making plenty of du'as for my career and my family. I don't want to cry.
Don't worry. You work.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host. And we got J. Williams, J. Rock, coming up, the new world champion. He's making sajda. He's saying alhamdulillah and wishing us all a blessed Ramadan. Let's get to know this young brother here exclusively on The Dean Show.
This is The Dean, The Dean Show. This is The Dean, The Dean Show.
I'm just so blessed. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. I'm good.
Alhamdulillah, we got connected.
Yep. I can't see you.
Hold on. Let me get this. Hold up 1 sec. There we go.
Okay.
What's up, my brother?
I'm good, man.
How's everything in Philly?
Everything's good, man. It's different now, man. You know, yeah? It's different. Alhamdulillah, I'm blessed, man. I can't be more happier. It's probably the happiest time of my life.
How's Ramadan going?
Alhamdulillah, it's good, man. It's really good. It's really good.
All right, let's get right into it. Tell me, brother, you have these belts, you know, three of these belts around your body. What do they signify?
Just hard work, patience, blessings from Allah. Because I made du'as for this. And I didn't get it when I wanted it, but when I didn't get it, you know, I just practiced patience a little bit longer, you know, and it made my iman get stronger. And I just kept being patient and kept making du'a and just kept trying to be the best person, the best Muslim I could be. And I got blessed with it, and I got blessed with it during the month of Ramadan, so... Alhamdulillah, I'm just blessed, man.
Julian Williams, we're here with Julian Williams, the new, tell us for the people now, that's what's the title of these belts? The new?
WBA, IBF, and IBO world champion.
Who at the end, when his hand was raised, and this is what got all of us excited, is that right. You didn't do a chest bump. But you did what Jesus did, what the last and final messenger did, all of the greatest men in history, they humbled themselves. They didn't go ahead and point to themselves, but they made what you did, sajda. They prostrated on the ground. Take us through that moment.
Well, I just like I said, I always wanted, like, as Muslims, we're supposed to keep ourselves in the remembrance of Allah at all times. And that was literally the best moment of my life. And I was just so grateful, you know, that Allah blessed me with this, with this wind on this particular night. And that's the only thing, I couldn't think of nothing else to do. That's the only thing to do, was just thank Allah, because the blessing comes directly from Allah. And I was just, man, I can't even explain it. It's hard to explain.
Well, you did the right thing. That's what we call the prostration of gratefulness. And this is the greatest thing that a human being can do. And you led by example. Hopefully, many others will follow in your lead, because this is a state of keeping oneself humble, because we know what arrogance leads to.
Absolutely. To the hellfire.
Yeah. Wow. So tell us now, you actually now also at the end, you said something. You know, you said alhamdulillah. This is another we like on the Dean Show to kind of bridge that gap of misunderstanding. It's kind of equivalent to hallelujah. It's like you're exclaiming all thanks and praises to the one who created you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that was something amazing for us that really, like, you know, brought many of us. We saw you in tears. It was bringing us to tears.
I know. I got DMs from Muslims from all over the world, from Pakistan, Palestine, UK, everywhere, man. I was just, and I, let me tell you something, right? I didn't think that this would, like, this would happen. I didn't, like, this is how I felt, you know what I mean? And I didn't expect for this, all this to happen, that for everything to go viral, you know what I mean? Just for me expressing how I feel and, you know, just being thankful and grateful to Allah. So, alhamdulillah, man. I'm just blessed at everything.
That's the thing that, let me tell you, brother, it's that nowadays it's no secret that Islamophobia is at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. You have so many Muslims being oppressed all over the world, and to see somebody not shy away, you got so many people who are courageous, they're top fighters, yep. But now when it comes to identifying, you know, with yep. being a Muslim, they're apologetically Muslim. You are unapologetically Muslim, one who has surrendered and submitted to God, and you showed that.
I'm firm upon Islam. I'm firm upon Islam, and I'm proud to be a Muslim, and I'm not gonna shy away from my faith, because Allah has blessed me with so much, you know. At least I could do, and I'm not a perfect Muslim, and I still get blessed with so many things. So at least I could do is praise Allah when because He's the only person to be praised. That's the least I could do, you know what I mean? But I agree with you. A lot of Muslims are, like, you know, a little bit shy about their religion, but I'm not like that, and I wasn't raised to be like that. So,
MashaAllah, beautiful to hear. Tell us how much of a impact. Well, let me, before I get to that, tell us afterwards. You actually showed great respect for your opponent, you know, for his family, for his mother. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about mm-hmm. that. Is that, this is coming from the teachings of your deen of Islam?
Yeah, absolutely. Because first of all, you're supposed to cherish your mother, you know. And you're supposed to keep ties to your family. And I can tell he has a good relationship with his family. And more importantly, he's a classy dude. Leading up to the fight, we didn't have, like, no back and forth. We didn't curse each other out. We just knew that, you know, it's a sport, you know what I mean? He had great sportsmanship. He's a classy guy. His family, more importantly, was classy as well, and which was a reflection of him. So I just wanted to, you know, thank them for being such classy people. And his mother was classy as well, and I want to just thank her for being a decent woman towards a person that was trying to, like, help her son, because boxing is a brutal sport, you know what I mean? So I just want to thank his family, him and his family, for being such classy people.
How is that in contrast when you've seen? I'm sure you've seen, you know, some of the controversy where you see people like Conor McGregor insulted people's families, country, religion, and, you know, versus what, you know, you showed respect, honor. What are your views on that?
Well, I think that everybody's different. You know, I don't want to judge nobody. You know what I mean? I've probably done and said some things in the past, maybe not publicly, that I want to take back. So I just, and then a lot of times, a lot of stuff is to sell the fight. It is the business at the end of the day, and they need to sell tickets to get people interested in the fight. That's just not my way about. I'm not going to embarrass myself. I'm not going to embarrass Islam, you know, trying to sell a fight. You know what I mean? So I think that's just not me, though. Now somebody else might do something different. You know, I mean, to each his own. It's just not my way.
We got love for everybody. Everybody, you know, makes mistakes. That's just the human process. We're all works in process. But just being a good example now for the young youth coming up, showing that, you know, through hard work and dedication and reliance on your Creator, you know, being humble, great things can happen. And you can be an example for those youth, you know, for people who are struggling and striving, and they don't have a positive, you know, example, and they get lost into this world of destruction.
That's what I hope to be, because I want somebody to look at me and say, man, if he did it, I could do it, because I'm no different. I don't got superpowers. I got really good dedication, you know, and I'm a Muslim, and I make plenty of du'as, and I have a strong iman. That's it. I don't have a superpower. You know what I mean? So I think if somebody could look at me that may be going through anything, you know what I mean? Might not be trying to, everybody can't be a boxer. Might be trying to get through school or make it to be an NFL player or be a doctor or a nurse or whatever. You know what I mean? Because it's hard out here trying to accomplish things. Because if it was easy, everybody would do it. You know what I mean? It's not easy. So I want to be the the inspiration for people to keep on going and keep on believing in themselves.
So what kind of message would you for the kids? A lot of times you've coming up in gangs and drugs and, you know, all sorts of violence and whatnot, you know, and then they see someone like you who actually, you know, you're committed to your deen, to this way of life, and you're trying to you know, spread a positive message.
I would tell the youth that's coming up to, first of all, don't be a follower. And find something that you're really passionate about, that you really love. It don't have to be sports. Everybody can't be a professional athlete. It can be anything. Find something that you really love, that you're really passionate about, and chase your dream no matter what anyone says. And even if you fall down a few times, you have to get back up. If you really believe in it, if it's really your passion, you got to keep going. Just believe in yourself. And more importantly, believe in Allah.
Tell us, brother, what kind of influence did Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali have in your life?
Especially Malcolm X is a great influence, but especially Muhammad Ali. Both of them stood for something big, especially in that civil rights era. Muhammad Ali, man, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody about that before you called me. He's just like, he's such a great fighter inside the ring, but I loved him more for what he did outside of the ring. You know how he stood up for black people in America around those times? I mean, we were getting, like, brutalized, you know what I mean? And he put his own career on the line for the betterment of his people, you know? And he just didn't care. If the money wasn't a big deal to him, you know, the fame wasn't a big deal to him. He just really loved his people so much. And, man, I wish I would have just got to shake his hand just one time. He's such a great dude, such a great dude.
You see now, you got these giants now who you, I like what you said, that it's not what he did inside the ring, but outside the ring. That's what, you know, made him, you know, he was a humanitarian, a person of peace. Yep. You know, he was trying to represent Islam in the best way. And that's why people remember him to this day. And he's a Muslim American hero. So you got some, inshallah, God willing, you know, some big shoes to fill.
Yeah. That's big. You know, I'll do the best I can, but...
Do the best you can, brother.
Best I can, but man, Muhammad Ali is such a great guy, man. He's such a great guy.
How do you, when you're talking, you know, with the not yet Muslims out there, or, you know, African American community, Malcolm X, he went back to his roots, you know, Muhammad Ali, and they found that the African Americans, you know, they have a deep rooted history in Islam.
They do. A lot of people don't understand that the first slaves that came to America was from West Africa, and they were Muslims. A lot of people, they don't teach us that in high school. You know, a lot of people don't know that Christianity didn't start getting beat into us until we got over here to America. The first Muslims that came over to America was from West Africa, and they were 100% Muslims.
MashaAllah. This is, there was one other fighter out there, and when I saw you make the sajda and, you know, praise the creator instead of doing, you know, the traditional, what many right. fighters, they do the chest bump, you know, another brother out there, he has these three words, and inshallah we can all live by them. He talks about let's see if you know who this brother is also. He says, stay humble, stay connected to God, stay connected to prayer. You know our brother Khabib?
The UFC fighter.
Yes, our brother Khabib.
I'm a huge fan. Muslim brother. Yes, I do know him. Yes.
Yeah. And he has that saying, stay humble, stay connected to prayer, stay connected to God. If we can all do that as humans, if all humans can do that, the world will be a much better place, wouldn't it?
I agree 100% wholeheartedly. He's a great fighter too, man. He's a great fighter.
Inshallah, if I come down, we could do this in person sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
I thank you, but I love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah bless
you
and keep you firm. Brother.
Ameen.
Bless you.
Ameen.
We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So it's very nice to have this brother on the program. Inshallah, we can hook up again. And inshallah, we can take some lessons from there for the other athletes who are out there. Keep it humble. Stay connected to the Creator. And stay connected with the purpose of life, of why you've been created. We'll see you next week. Tune in every week to The Dean Show, where we discuss these deep and relevant topics that are there to enlighten you, to inspire you, so you can grow. We'll see you next time. Until then, subscribe right now if you haven't. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
This is the Deen. Assalamu alaikum, my brother Habib.
Alex,
how are you?
So, alhamdulillah.
You brought your belt with you. How's life now being a champion?
With belt coming, like a lot of attention, a lot of money, like crazy stuff. A lot of crazy stuff. And I don't want this belt change me.
What's the number one most important thing for you and should be for everyone, Habib?
Number one important, most important for us, stay connect with God. You always have to pray, you always have to stay humble and stay focused and stay connect with God.
Thank you, Habib. This was fun. Nice having you, but we're looking forward to having you on the real show, the Deen Show. What do you say, brother? Let's do it.
Just send me location. Thank you so much, guys. This is the